Hi everyone, this is Damien from Octopus Deploy, and I'm at the MVP Summit for 2016 here with Jim Schubert from Accenture, who is one of Octopus's like biggest clients, I think. So thanks for joining me, Jim.
Thanks, Damien.
So Accenture has been one of Octopus's largest clients, so they've been using Octopus for quite a while. So I just wanted to talk to you about some of the stuff that we've done recently with you guys.
Sure.
For Octopus. So I guess the best place to start is, what's your history with Octopus? When did you start using it, and how is it used in the organization?
Okay, so we did an evaluation back in 2013 of different ways to do automated deployment. So we had done a lot of manual processes, or a lot of tickets involved, a lot of spreadsheets, and you know, it was very manual intensive work that you had to do. So We're a large organization. We had over 300 applications that were having to do deployments. And so the idea was, how do we do automated deployments? We evaluated a couple different products. We landed on Octopus. We started a proof of concept, got our teams involved with it. We're primarily .NET applications that we're deploying. So we got through our trials with it. We started scaling it out. And then the adoption exploded because the idea was, now we have applications that could control what they were doing themselves. They didn't have to give you a spreadsheet and tell you to do these tasks. Then they started leveraging automation. The idea that they could then create scripts, they could run these as part of a deployment process, really enabled teams to, you know, go to another level of how they did DevOps with their applications, how they were constantly deploying, how they could go to multiple environments, reduce the amount of manual effort, and find that they really enabled an automation process.
So it kind of sped things up for a lot of the teams
as
well in general. Yeah, which is really good. And you have a lot of teams using it now. Is it somewhere around the 350 mark or something?
Yes. Yeah, we have 350 applications using it, and we have about 2,700 web servers that we're deploying to. And we have 6 delivery centers across the globe that we're using. So we're 24-hour shop, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And, the availability of Octopus is very key to us, because it needs to be up. We don't want to have to handhold it for teams. They need to be able to use it whenever they can.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I guess from our point of view, I would love to say that it was completely smooth sailing, but I know we have done a lot of work with you guys over the last, especially the last 12 months, to kind of move you forward with some of the issues you were having on a scale basis. So you guys were on 2.5.13, I think, for quite a while. And while it was working, I guess there were some problems with that. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. The idea, so because of the widespread adoption that we ended up having, we really pushed the boundaries of what you could do with Octopus. So we leveraged it, all the capabilities, and then some, as far as how we leverage automation processes with it, and also from an administration side of things, how do we monitor and manage it, and so as teams want to continue to grow, as teams push the boundaries on things, it really gave us that, it pushed the application as far as we could with it. And then, that's where we got into having a lot of feedback with you, as far as, here's how, as a large enterprise, we're using the application, and here's some ideas that we think that, from our usage and our customers' usages, how we could leverage the product even more.
Yeah, and you helped us a lot realizing how things happened when those boundaries were met. I mean, we can test Octopus in our own environments a lot, but we're not a multi-country, hundreds of teams, thousands of deployment servers. So having a company like Accenture using this stuff in anger across their entire organization is really beneficial for us, because it means that we know where the pain points are, and we can start focusing on that. So we did do a lot of work on the back of the pain points you guys were having, and most of that work made its way into Octopus 3.0. So was that the main driver, I guess, for the upgrade?
Yes, and the idea of being able to leverage new features, and then the way we are able to architect it. So the way we had implemented Octopus and the instances, and how we had all of our application teams in a particular instance, that constrained us. We really needed to get to the point where where Octopus went to, which is having single instances for an application that are running on multiple servers. With the fact that we have it load balanced, we've got high availability with it, with the platform. We also would like to leverage the internal NuGet, which really gave us a lot of benefit from a speed perspective and the performance of it.
Yeah.
And so the fact that we did the isolation also gave us the upgrade ability.
Yep.
So as opposed to where we're going to do a whole team, a whole instance at once having to do the upgrade. We are now able to, you know, do very granular upgrades. So the idea, you know, we have internally we have a process of stay current. Yep. You know, how do we stay current with the versions that are out there? Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, our two main architects, which are Thad Parker and Ian Paulin, who've yep. been with our team for a long time, have been able to, you know, really take to the next level as far as leveraging the features, architecting the solution in the best way that we could for our internal development teams.
Yeah, definitely. So Ian and Thad were the main people driving this on your side, or doing yes. the work on your side. On our side, if you've used Octopus before, you'd know Vanessa. She was kind of instrumental in moving you forward, especially getting over some of these pain points as well. Yeah. So Vanessa Dalmiro as well, who you have a relationship mm-hmm. with, I think, and to a lesser extent myself. Paul Stavell even got involved at some point with some upgrades to the migrator and so on. But so between all of these people, I guess, over the year, we got a new architecture in there, which is, like you were saying, high availability nodes, but separated by projects. So there's, by project teams and things like that. So there's isolated environments so that one person's deployment isn't affecting somebody else's deployment
right.
in general.
And your involvement in Vanessa's and Paul's and everybody's, you know, taking the time to listen to what our needs were, you know, listening to our challenges, taking that as feedback. The idea that we were able to leverage Octopus to deploy Octopus was huge for us. You know, the automation scripts that we were able to incorporate, the repeatability of our testing processes, and you know, yours and Vanessa's, you know, involvement with us to really help tailor the product to what we needed, because the idea is that for someone as large as we are, to be able to then take it to the next, you know, as a feature in the next release that other application teams can use was huge.
Yeah, definitely. I always love hearing that Octopus to deploy Octopus. So, because it is a deployment, right? You're just deploying a new version of Octopus or new instances of Octopus to somewhere else.
Yep, and Thad and Ian really, you know, they embraced that automation processes, the idea, and really took that forward to be able to leverage it.
So you've got obviously a lot of investment in Octopus itself, but you're mainly a .NET shop, right? ASP.NET, so tons of these ASP.NET sites running, and you moved a lot of that stuff to cloud as well, didn't you?
Yes, yeah, so we've been, you know, our whole cloud-first approach has been going on for over the last year, and as our teams have gone from our on-premise data centers to the cloud, Octopus has been right there with us.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. It's really good to see at least that scale being able to move all the way to the cloud as well. So I guess probably the last thing to talk about really is the second last thing. I'm gonna hit you up with another question after that. But the second last thing to talk about would be the benefits that you've seen. Obviously, there were problems with 2.5 and the scalability of that. But since you've moved to this new environment, which took about a year. When was the last migration?
Mid-September was our last migration. So we had six instances
yep.
that we were migrating, and we had, you know, a lot of coordination with application teams because we had to take an outage to be able to move them over to new instance. There was a conversion process.
Yep.
Life cycles was a huge thing that got introduced that we wanted to be able to leverage for teams.
Yeah.
And so it was a coordination of applications that were doing releases and, you know, being able to say, hey, we need to take this environment away from you for a little while.
Yep. Yep.
We went through a lot of processes to make sure that the migration window was going to be very small.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to the repeatability of the scripts that were created, you know, really helped us be able to do that and got our timing down very quickly so that we could say, you know, we're going to take an outage at 5, on a Friday, here you go, the application is back up and usable.
Yep.
And then, you know, the idea that we did that multiple times, but now we have a very stable environment.
Yeah.
The fact that we were able to leverage the cloud technologies for high availability has really helped because of the fact that, you know, if we need to patch an instance, you know, we can take one out of the load balancer and do that process.
Yeah, so that's one of the benefits. I think even just performance-wise, speaking to Thad especially, the performance has improved, especially with this new architecture.
Yeah, and the fact that the isolation of the instances has really helped from a stability perspective. The idea that now, well, one application team doing a deployment can't impact another one was huge for us because of the fact that we had a lot of applications in one instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was always that variability of what someone was doing, and if the server couldn't be connected to, there was, you know, that introduced some issues, and we really did push the limits of what the product was at.
Yeah.
And now that, you know, we're on the new stable version from the perspective of, you know, you guys really release often, it's great. I mean, you know, the idea that you are always putting versions out there, from our perspective, you know, how we adopt that and how we upgrade and the ability that we can, you know, take those and roll them out to our applications teams is really great.
Yeah, that's great. So, I mean, that's one of the key things of DevOps, right, is continually being able to update rather than having a, you know, a year-long, well, we can, here's our deployment time.
Yeah.
So even using Octopus itself and being able to upgrade Octopus itself as well as your own applications, pretty handy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one of the big things that we saw was going from the RavenDB database to SQL Server. So
sure.
That was huge for us from a reporting perspective, the fact that it gave us a lot of flexibility and custom reporting and building our own warehouse of things that are important to us to be able to capture.
Yep. Okay. Great. So 3EX has definitely improved things. What do you think is the future? So where are you going to go from here? Obviously, hopefully you're not going to have another year-long cycle before the next upgrade.
Correct. Yeah. So we finished our 3.2 upgrade in September. We've already started upgrading to 3.3.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's new features that you guys are constantly rolling out that we'll, you know, our application teams are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Also our expansion, you know, as the cloud technologies evolve, you know, what we can leverage, you know, things from like Docker and Chef and other things as well.
Of course, yeah.
That our application teams are looking to use are something that we're going to leverage with new features.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, well, thank you very much for your time
all
today.
Right, thanks,
and yeah, thanks for the last year helping us through all these problems as well. And hopefully, yeah, it continues to work really well for you.
All right, thanks very much.
Excellent. Thanks, everybody, and
thank
we'll
you.
See you next time.